The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
This month, when we were crossing over into the month of May, we crossed over with this word: my glowing harvest shall never fail. My glowing harvest shall never fail. And this morning we want to go or want to toe that same line: my glowing harvest shall never fail. Two scriptures for today. Genesis chapter 8, verse 22. Bible says, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall never cease. Amen. I want to add the scripture to it. Psalm 105, verses 16 to 19. Psalm 105, let's look at verse 9, 16 to 19. Psalm 105, verse 9. Which covenant he made with Abraham, and his oath unto Isaac. Which covenant he made with Abraham, and his oath unto Isaac. Then we jump to verse 16 to 19. Moreover, he called for a famine upon the land. He broke the whole staff of bread. He sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for a servant, whose feet they hurt with fetters. He was laid in iron. Verse 19, until the time his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. Hallelujah. Let me repeat from verse 16 to 19. Wherefore he called for a famine upon the land. He broke the whole staff of bread. He sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for a servant, whose feet they hurt with fetters. He was laid in iron until the time that his word came. The word of the Lord tried him. Amen. The writer in this passage understood that the injustices and the misfortune which came upon Joseph was ordained by God. The injustices and the misfortune which came upon Joseph was ordained by God. In the plans of God, he sent him ahead to Egypt to serve the patriarchs who carried the promise from famine. Our God is a wonderful God. So Bible says in verse 16, moreover, he called for a famine upon the land. He broke the whole staff of bread. So God called for a famine. God called for a famine. So everything Joseph was going through, God had called it. God had called it. And God has sent him ahead to save the patriarchs who carried the promise. God is always making sure that his promise for you, his promise for me, no matter what happens, no matter the wind that blows, that promise will land safely. That promise will never be aborted. That promise will land safely. And that promise will never be aborted. So Bible said, He hurt his feet. Joseph's pain in slavery was real. They hurt his feet. His pain in slavery was real. His pain in slavery was real. I want to repeat. His pain in slavery was real. Yet it did not cancel the plan of God. I don't know the pain you are going through, but all I want to say is that your pain is real. Just as Joseph's pain was real, yet it does not cancel the plan of God. It does not cancel the plan of God. The season of affliction he went through was a time the word of the Lord tested him. The season of affliction he went through was a time that the word of the Lord tested him. What is the season of affliction you are going through? It is a time the word of the Lord is testing you. It is a time the word of the Lord is trying you. It is not a time for you to give up. Therefore, I want us to look at four things that Joseph did in this trying moment. And we'll use those four things to pray. Then, if it happens, we'll meet again. We'll continue another day. Four things that kept Joseph through the trying times. And that same four things that will keep you and me through our trying times until the word of the Lord comes to pass in our life. The first thing that Joseph did, he was not bitter. Joseph was not bitter. Joseph, remember, had not stolen. It was just because of his dream that he was hated the more. He was not even hated by outsiders, but he was hated by his own brethren. Therefore, he was sold, and his legs was put in fetters. All his legs were chained. But Joseph was never bitter. He was never bitter. I cannot tell you it did not pain him. I cannot tell you he did not go through pain for some time. But all I can tell you, that he did not make his pain turn into bitterness. This morning, may your pain not turn into bitterness. May you continue in that pain, but may you make sure that your pain does not enter into bitterness. Joseph's pain could not change him to become bitter. That was why in Potiphar's house, when he landed in Potiphar's house, the glory of the Lord could still be seen in him. Remember, when you are bitter, bitterness will swallow everything around you. Bitterness will swallow your glory. Bitterness will swallow what God has upon your life. Because bitterness do not make you shine. Bitterness will not make you glow. But we are looking at a glowing harvest. That means that if there is bitterness in it, your harvest cannot come out. We can see clearly from scripture that Joseph was not bitter. Secondly, Joseph was not intimidated. He was not bitter. He had been sold. He landed in a new environment. But Joseph was not intimidated. The new environment did not intimidate him. He did not send his pain to the new environment. He did not allow the new environment to help him be more bitter. He was not intimidated by the new environment. The third thing, in all his doings, he did not despise the word of the Lord. He did not despise the promise of the Lord upon his life. I believe this is one of the reasons why that he could stand boldly in front of Potiphar's wife, and tell her that I will not do it. I will not commit such an act against my God. He had not lost his God. He still kept faith with his God. And the last one I want us to look at is that he kept on being cheerful. Brethren, if we can keep on being cheerful, we are on our way to our harvest. Joseph kept on being cheerful. And I believe that it was in this cheerful moment that was when the eye of Mrs. Potiphar fell on him. That was when the eye of Mrs. Potiphar located him. Because when you are cheerful, it shows all around you. When you are cheerful, it shows on your body. When you are cheerful, it shows on your outside. So cheerfulness begins from your inside and comes to the outside. It brings a transformation on you. How come somebody who has been sold as a slave, somebody who has been put in chains, in fetters, and has been sold as a slave, how come that person will look attractive to his master's wife? Ask yourself that question. How come that person will look attractive to his master's wife? If he will look attractive to his master's wife, then he kept something. He kept something. In the land of Egypt, he kept something. And that was cheerfulness. This morning, I want us to use those 4 points to pray. I want us to use those 4 points to pray. You may be going through a hard time because of the promise of the Lord upon your life. You may be going through challenging and painful times because of the promise of the Lord, the word of the Lord upon your life. But this morning we want to lift up our voices and say, in all that I am going through, I will not be bitter. I will not be bitter. May my life never be bitter. May I not be bitter in my environment. May I not be bitter at my workplace. Maybe you are the one doing your best, but your best has been seen not to be enough. And therefore, that pain is trying to change into bitterness. But this morning you want to say, I will not be bitter. I will not be bitter. Shall we begin to pray? Say, Father, in this time of pain, in this time of your testing, in this time of your testing, in this time of testing, help me that I will not be bitter. I will not be bitter. I will not be bitter.
I will not be bitter. I will not be bitter. Yes, so God, I will not be bitter. Yes, Lord. Father, in this time, of your testing, Lord, Father, I will not be bitter. I will not be bitter. I will not be bitter. Yes, Lord. I will not be bitter. I will not be bitter. Yes, to God. Yes, to God. I will not be bitter. I will not be bitter. Yes, to God. I will not be bitter. Yes, to God. Makata yaba. Ratuko yaba. Taka yaba ba ba ba. Yes, to God. Mikaya da da ba da ba. Yaba ba da ba da ba. Yaba ba da ba. Yes, to God. I will not be bitter. 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 Yes, to God. I will not be bitter. I will not be bitter. Yes, to God. Yes, to God.
Yes, to God.
Yes, to God.
I will not be bitter.
Yes, to God. Yes, to God. Yes, to God.
I will not be bitter. Yes, Lord, take every bitterness from my life, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Take every bitterness
away from my life, Lord.
Yes, so Lord.
Take bitterness away from my life, Lord.
I will not be bitter. 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 Yes,
bitterness away from my life, Lord.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Every bitterness from my life.
Yes, God.
Every bitterness from my life.
Yes, God.
Every bitterness from my life.
Yes, God.
Every bitterness from my life.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God, we will not be bitter. Yes, God, we will not be bitter. Yes,
Lord.
Yes, God. Yes,
if I've entered into bitterness, Lord, take it out from my life.
Yes,
take it out from my life. Take it out from my life.
Yes, God.
Take it out from my life.
Yes, God.
Take it out from my life.
Yes, take it out. Yes, take it out.
Take it out. Take it out.
Take it out.
Take it out. Take it out. Take it out. Take it out from my life. Take it out, take it out,
yes,
take it out. Take
yes,
every bitterness from my life.
Yes,
bitterness,
God,
every bitterness. Every bitterness. Every bitterness.
Oh,
Lord. Take every bitterness out of my life. Take every bitterness. In this time, Lord. Take every bitterness.
Oh,
Makada Baba. Let bitterness move out. Oh, take every bitterness from my soul. Bitterness from my soul. Bitterness from my soul. bitterness from our soul. Bitterness from our soul. Bitterness from our soul. Bitterness from our soul. Oh, kadababababa. Let bitterness be taken out. Let bitterness be taken out. Holy Ghost, I surrender my heart to you. Take out every bitterness. 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 Take it out.
Amen.
The journeys yes, of life can be rough. The journeys of life can be tough.
Yes, Lord.
The journeys of life can be painful. But do not allow the journeys of life to be bitter. Joseph went to Egypt in a lot of pain. He didn't even the selling is one pain. For you to be standing there for your brothers to sell you, it's a whole thing. And remember when he was taken, when the Ishmaelites were taking him to Egypt, he was bound. That is another painful experience. And I believe that for the first few days and for the first few weeks that he landed in Potiphar's house, it was not easy. Someone may be crying daily. Someone may still be crying, but you cannot cry continuously. Bible says weeping may last for a night, but joy comes in the morning.
Amen.
Weeping may last for a night, but joy comes in the morning.
Yes.
How long will you continue to hold on to that pain? Yes. How long will you continue to weep? It is time to put away the time of weeping. It is time to put away the mourning clothes. It is time to put away the dark clothes. It is time to put away the ragged clothing. It is time to say, enough is enough. I will weep no more. I will carry this pain no more. I will not let this pain dictate the pace of my life. I will not let this pain push me into bitterness. Enough is enough of this pain. And I believe Joseph came to that point where he had to say, I am in a new environment. I cannot do anything. I cannot go back. I am in a new environment. Therefore, what did he put on? He said, I will not be intimidated in this new environment. Brethren, Joseph never knew that the Lord was ordering his steps. Some of us do not know that the pain we have gone through, the painful experiences we have encountered, it is part of the Lord ordering our steps. Therefore, this morning we want to say, in this time of pain, in this time of checkered circumstances, in this time of gray circumstances, where the light is not appearing well, I will not be intimidated. I will not be intimidated.
Yes,
I will not be intimidated. Someone lift up your voice and say,
yes,
I may be going through pain, but I will not allow intimidation.
I will not allow myself to be intimidated. I will not allow. Yes, I will not allow. Despite the pain that I'm going through, despite the checkered circumstances, I will not allow myself to be intimidated. I stop every intimidation.
My time of pain does not mean I must go through intimidation. My time of pain does not mean I must go through a time of intimidation. I refuse intimidation. I refuse intimidation. I refuse intimidation. I refuse.
Amen.
The third thing that Joseph did, he did not despise the word of the Lord upon his life. Many of us, because of the pain we are going through, because we have allowed ourselves to pass through the level of pain, enter into bitterness, entered into a state of intimidation. Because of that, many of us have despised the word of the Lord upon our lives. To us, the word of the Lord upon our lives is nothing. But this morning, I want us to begin to speak, begin to tell yourself, I will not despise the word of the Lord. Let the word of the Lord come alive once again. I will not despise the word of the Lord. May the word of the Lord that was spoken to me from the first day, I know the Lord is watching over his word to perform it. Therefore, I will not despise it. I will not despise it. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. I will not despise the word of the Lord.
I will not despise the word of the Lord. I will not despise
my challenges. I will not despise the word. Because Father, you are watching over your word to perform it. You are watching over your word to perform it. You are watching over your word to perform it. Therefore, I will not despise your word. I will not despise your word. I will not despise your word.
I will not despise your word.
I will not despise your word. Your word is for an appointed time. It is for an appointed time. It is for an appointed time.
I will not despise your word. I will not despise your word. Yes, Lord. Yes, my Father heaven. I will not despise your word. I will not despise your word. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Spirit. I will not despise your word. Yes, Lord. No, I will not despise. I will not despise your word. I will not despise your word. I will not despise your word. Your word is for an appointed time. Your word will be for fulfilled in my life. It shall surely be fulfilled. It shall surely be fulfilled. Yes, God. I will not despise your word. I will not despise your word. I will not despise your word. Yes, God. Oh, I will not despise your word. Yes, God. Yes, God. I will not despise
the word of the Lord.
Your word is your word. You are your word. You despise your word. Therefore, I will not despise your word. Yes, your word is an appointed time. Yes, your word is an appointed time. Yes, your word is an appointed
time. You are watching over your word to perform it. You are watching over your word to perform it. You are watching over your word to perform it.
I will not despise your word.
That's why what I'm going through. You are so watching over your word to perform it. I will not give up.
I will not give up.
I will not give up.
Amen.
We want to do the last point. Joseph remained cheerful. The psalmist says, why is your face downcast? Put your trust in God. For Joseph to be cheerful, he had to hide his trust in God. For you to be cheerful, you have to trust God. You have to trust God. This morning, as we do our final prayer, may your trust in God begin to come up. May your trust in God begin to come up. May you know that it is God who changes times and seasons. May you know that your season is in the hand of the Lord. May you know that your season can never be stolen away. Therefore, from this morning, we are going to pray that I will keep a cheerful face. I will keep a cheerful face. Yes, I may be going through pain. It may not be easy, but my life will be cheerful. My life will be cheerful. Amen. It was from that cheerful space. That is why 41st wife could begin to notice Joseph. It is from cheerful faces that people will begin to notice you. This morning, as we do our last prayer, begin to pray that, Lord, help me to keep a cheerful face. Help me to continue to smile. Help me to put on a smiling face. In the midst of everything I'm going through, may I continue to smile. Somebody lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice. Yes.
Yes.
You may be going through a time of challenges.
In the midst of the challenges, in the midst of the tough times, in the midst of, yes, oh God, everything of God. Yes, oh God, Father. Yes, oh God, Father. Yes, oh God. Oh, I will continue to be cheerful, Lord.
Oh, I will continue to be cheerful.
Yes, oh God. Yes, oh God. Yes, oh God.
Yes, oh God.
Yes,
my soul
Lord, yes,
be cheerful.
Yes,
my
God,
spirit
yes,
be cheerful.
Oh, be cheerful.
Be cheerful.
Yes, yes, Lord, be cheerful. Yes, Lord, be cheerful.
Yes, Lord,
yes, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, help me to have a cheerful face, Lord. Help me to be cheerful, Lord. Help me to be cheerful. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. No matter the pace, Lord. No matter the pace, Lord. No matter the hardship. No matter the difficulty. No matter the challenges, Lord. Lord, help me to be cheerful. 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 Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yabasa,
Lord, help me to be cheerful. Lord, help me to be cheerful. Yes, Spirit of God. Yes, so God.
In Jesus' name, begin to bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Thank God for this wonderful time. Thank God for this wonderful time.
Thank God for this wonderful time. Thank God for this wonderful time. Oh, Baba, Baba, thank you. Yes, so God. Yes, so God. We thank you, Baba. Yes, so God. 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 Yes, so God.
Ubi nyawaye. To our brethren on the line who do not understand the local dialect, someone wishes he was like you. Ubi nyawaye. Ubi nyawaye. You cannot continue to cry. You cannot continue to weep. You cannot enter into bitterness. Enough of the bitterness. Come out this morning from every bitterness. Come out this morning from every dryness. Come out this morning. Don't let the devil steal the little that is left. Put on a smiling face. Because ubi nyawo aye. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus. So God, we thank you, Father, for this morning. We are grateful, Lord, unto you, O Lord, for another gift, O Lord. Father God, we are thanking you because, O God, you are your word. Lord, your promises never fail. Your promises never fail. Your word does not fall to the ground, O Lord. Your promises never fail. Despite, O God, the challenges, despite the tough time, despite how things may be, O Lord, Lord, your word never fails, Lord. You are, yes, O God, you are your word. You are your word. You are your word. You are your word, O Lord. You are your word, O God. That is why you are magnified, O God. Your name, O God, above, O God. Yeah, you magnify your word above every other name, O God. Yes, O God, Father, you are your word, O God. You are who you are. He said, O God, when kings, O God, of the earth shall praise you, O Lord, be when they hear the words of thy mouth, O God, because you are your word. We thank you, Father, for this hour. We thank you for the gift, O God. We thank you for your presence, O God. We thank you that today, O God, we are receiving our gifts, O God. We are receiving receiving our testimony. We are receiving what God you promised us, oh God. Everything is falling in place for us, oh God. Everything is falling in place for us. Ever the enemy did in the night, oh God, we nailed it to the cross, oh God, because you are here, so on the cross, oh God. Father, we thank you. Father, we honor you. We give you the glory for all that you've done. We bless you, oh Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name. We pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.